Hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Janet Keeler. I'm Janet Keeler, and I'm going to spend some time with you talking about children's books, and we're going to be reading some aloud. This podcast is for grandparents, parents, and kids of all ages about why reading out loud matters. We're going to recommend some books for kids and read excerpts aloud from some of my favorite books and some of the favorite books from our guests. So today, we're going to kick off with one of my favorite books that I used to love to read to my son, oh gosh, probably 25 years ago, but it's still in circulation and you can find a copy of it. Interestingly, it combines two of my favorite things, baking and journalism, which you don't always find in a children's book. So let's get started. This is The True Story of the Three Little Pigs by A. Wolfe, as told to John Cheska and illustrated by Lane Smith. Everybody knows the story of the three little pigs. Well, at least what they think they do. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Nobody knows the real story, because nobody has ever heard my side of the story. I'm the wolf, Alexander T. Wolf. You can call me Al. I don't know how this whole big bad wolf thing got started, but it's all wrong. Maybe it's because of our diet. Hey, it's not my fault wolves eat cute little animals like bunnies and sheep and pigs. That's just the way we are. If cheeseburgers were cute, folks would probably think you were big and bad too. But like I was saying, the whole big bad wolf thing is all wrong. The real story is about a sneeze and a cup of sugar. This is the real story. Way back in Once Upon a Time, I was making a birthday cake for my dear old granny. I had a terrible sneezing cold. I ran out of sugar. So I walked down the street to ask my neighbor for a cup of sugar. Now this neighbor was a pig. But he wasn't too bright either. He had built his whole house out of straw. Can you believe it? I mean, who in his right mind would build a house of straw? So, of course, the minute I knocked on the door, it fell right in. I didn't want to just walk into someone else's house, so I called, "Hey, little pig, are you in?" No answer. I was just about to go home without the cup of sugar from my dear old granny's birthday cake. That's when my nose started to itch. I felt a sneeze coming on. Well, I huffed. And I snuffed, and I sneezed a great sneeze. Achoo! And you know what? The whole darn straw house fell down, and right in the middle of the pile of straw was the first little pig, dead as a doornail. He'd been home the whole time. It seemed like a shame to leave a perfectly good ham dinner lying there in the straw, so I ate it up. Think of it as a big cheeseburger, just lying there. I was feeling a little bit better, but I still didn't have my cup of sugar. So we went to the next neighbor's house. This neighbor was the first little pig's brother. He was a little smarter, but not much. He had built his house of sticks. I rang the bell in the stick house. Nobody answered. I called, Mr. Pig, are you in?" He yelled back, "Go away, wolf. You can't come in. I'm shaving the hairs on my chinny chin chin." I had just grabbed the doorknob when I felt another sneeze coming on. I huffed and I snuffed. And I tried to cover my mouth, but I sneezed a great sneeze. Achoo! You're not going to believe it, but this guy's house fell down just like his brother's. When the dust cleared, there was the second little pig, dead as a doornail. Wolf's honor. Now, you know food will spoil if you just sit it out in the open. So I did the only thing there was to do. I had dinner again. Think of it as a second helping. I was getting awfully full, but my cold was feeling a little better. And I still didn't have that cup of sugar from my dear old granny's birthday cake. So I went to the next house. This guy was the first and second little pig's brother. He must have been the brains of the family. He had built his house of bricks. I knocked on the brick house. No answer. I called, Mr. Pig, are you in?" And do you know what that rude little porker answered? "Get out of here, wolf. Don't bother me again." Talk about impolite. He probably had a whole sack full of sugar, but he wouldn't even give me one little cup for my dear, sweet old granny's birthday cake. What a pig. I was just about to go home and make a nice birthday cake instead of a card when I felt my cold coming on. I huffed, and I snuffed, and I sneezed once again. Then the little pig yelled, "And your old granny can sit on a pin." Well, I'm usually a pretty calm fellow, but when somebody talks about my granny like that, I go crazy. When the cops drove up, of course, I was trying to break down this pig's door, and the whole time I was huffing and puffing and sneezing and making a real scene. The rest, as they say, is history. The news reporters found out about the two pigs I had for dinner. They figured a sick guy going to borrow a cup of sugar didn't sound very exciting, so they jazzed up the story with all of that huff and puff and blow your house down stuff. They made me the big bad wolf. That's it. The real story. I was framed. But maybe you could loan me a cup of sugar. The end. So you can see what a fun book that is. It's a fun book to read, and it's really a fun book for kids, especially if they want to do the achoo part or join in somehow. You'll find that you'll read this story numerous times. Again, it was the true story of the Three Little Pigs by A. Wolfe, as told to John Cheska and illustrated by Lane Smith. So that's our first read aloud episode, and we will be tackling a lot more books and talking to more people about reading aloud to kids and spreading the joy of children's books. Thanks for listening to Storytime with Janet Keeler.